Joining us from Philadelphia, Ryan Rashog. Shogger, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
I am all right. Lots
Good
of
stuff.
Lots of rumblings, lots of storylines. Which one that you've been around maybe caught your attention the most so far today?
Caught my attention the most. Let me think about that for a second. Well, I mean, we, Dregs and Bobby, were chasing hard today on the Kessler stuff. And I think it's interesting because I think it sounds like it's going to get done, but it sounds like Vancouver really wants the Kessler camp to open up the list of teams a little bit more because we keep hearing Chicago, Anaheim, but you think maybe somebody else has thrown something on the table that's given the Canucks pause. And I think that if Kessler really wants to get this deal done and really wants to move, he may have to open up the list a little bit. So, I mean, he's one of the biggest names out there, and everybody seems to think it's going to get done, but he may have to give them a few more options because I think the return could be pretty good for him if only they could deal with more than a couple of teams.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting on Kessler. I think he would have way more value than Jason Spezza. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got a different kind of game. He's had a little bit of a hard time staying healthy the last few years, which I don't think helps. But, I think so. I think he's at both ends of the ice, big two-way goal-scoring center that a lot of teams would love to have. So, yeah, I absolutely think that the return could be pretty good for him. You hear stories about what they potentially turned down at the trade deadline. And
which was, I mean, what's, man, the rumor you're hearing?
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but the one thing that I heard buzzing around was that they turned down Edom and Smith-Pelly in a first for him, which would absolutely stagger me if that were the case. So I'm certainly not reporting that, but I think the point is when he first became available, the price word was the price was just ridiculous. So I'm not sure if that's probably changed at this point, but you think they'd be able to get some good value in return for him?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. And Patrick Berglund, I think his contract just makes him ripe for a trade now. A team that gets him, know they have him for 3 years at a really good price.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think Berglund knew that as well. Had a little bit of communication with his agent today, and I don't know for sure if a deal is going to happen, but I think that now that they have him signed, teams understand the value of the player, understand the cap dollar, how long they've got him for, and he definitely is a more tradable asset right now. And there's lots of talk about him being part of a Kessler deal or part of a Spezza deal, and that St. Louis, of course, needs that center. So, yeah, I agree. I think it makes sense. The timing of it makes sense. Normally, RFAs, like, it's not unusual for RFAs to get signed now, but a lot of times they end up waiting till after the draft and even into free agency a little bit, because unrestricted free agency is the priority. So they took care of this one. Now, with that said, the Oilers also met with Petrie and Schultz camp today, continued negotiations on both of those deals. So, St. Louis not the only one trying to get their RFAs done.
Oh, no, definitely, definitely. And, you know, Steve Ott is definitely not a big-name guy, but something tells me he would be sought after by a lot of teams in free agency.
I think so, yeah. He's that character guy, that pest. He's getting a little bit older now, but he's not past it by any means. And apparently there's been some talks for him to stay put, but I don't know if that's going to be a possibility or not. So yeah, I think a lot of teams would be interested in him, and I think that should be the case. I think he would look good as an Oiler. I think he would have a few years ago as well. I know one of Kevin Lowe's big frustrations was that he had an opportunity at Ott and didn't take it. And so look, he's a guy that's valuable, and I think the Oilers need. But they need two centers, really. I mean, let's be honest about it. Regardless of who they draft, the Oilers need two centers right now because, you know, McTavish was asked about Sam Gagner moving to the wing today, and he definitely didn't say no. it sounds like that's definitely in the conversation. He just hasn't had a chance to talk to Sam about it yet. So if you go Nugent Hopkins, you move Gagne to the wing, well, Boyd Gordon, you're wanting to be your fourth in an ideal world. I mean, the owners need a second and third line center.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, though, McTavish shouldn't be the one talking to Sam Gagne. That's his head coach's job. Not the, hey, Sam, we'd really like you. No, the head coach talks to him. And I would hope that the head coach, I would assume, Ryan, the head coach has already talked to him. McTavish is probably not lying when he says he hasn't talked to him, because he shouldn't be talking to him about that. That's all on the coach. He's the one who's going to employ the players. The GM's job is to get the players. You know, he talks about the coach, hey, what type of players you want? Sure, I'll try to go get them. And then, but it's up to the coach to then say, hey, you know what? And I think he should have already talked about Sam, say, Sam, we're looking for other centermen. Be prepared to play the wing, and this is why.
Yeah, and maybe that conversation has happened with Dallas Aikens. I'm not sure. But we were just talking to McTavish today. The other interesting thing, too, with the Oilers is, you know, a big part of this week is making contact with and discussing potential deals with free agents coming up here. And I think that Dallas Aikens, this whole former Leaf thing, it could add up to something here. Because I know that Grabowski and Kuhlman are both guys that probably will go to unrestricted free agency and have an opportunity to make a little bit of money here. But I think the Oilers could potentially be interested in both of those guys. I think, and don't be surprised if Dallas Aikens, with his Toronto connections, is the one making the conversations happen, or is part of the pitch.
Yeah, but he never coached either one of them.
No, but in and around the organization, and I think that there's connections there in some way, shape, or form. So, I mean, look, I'm not saying he's absolutely the guy who's going to be doing it, but there's definitely Toronto connections there, and I think Kuhlman is the one that really makes sense. I think he's a player that could probably help this team, and they need to add guys that can play at both ends of the ice, and some veteran guys. So to me, that makes sense. I don't know what the number would look like, but.
And hypothetically, if you got Kuhlman and Grabowski, you could play them with Nail Yakupov if you wanted, because
sure.
I think the Hall line will take a majority of the tough minutes, and you could have them in kind of a quasi. But if you want to protect them at certain games, where, you know, Yakupov wouldn't have to be as reliable defensively. Maybe, and you know, this is all just spitballing. I think that would be a better fit for him. And then you have Gagne with Perron and your other center.
Yeah. And that's the thing, your other center. Who's
yeah.
that going to be? I mean, the Oilers, even if they draft Dreisaitl or Bennett. What's that?
That's who I think it'll be. I think that's the plan right now, honestly. I think their plan is to draft a center and then sign one more.
Yeah, but do you think, but draft a center, but not have him play, you mean?
No, I think that when I talked to McTavish on my show, I kind of got a sneaking suspicion that whoever they draft, I think they'll give him every opportunity to come into Edmonton and play. Now, maybe on your, quote, third line. But, yeah, I definitely see that right now, especially if it's Dreisaitl. They look at him as a big kid who physically they think would be okay. And I've said it, I would prefer, much more prefer to have them send him to back to junior. But if you do that, you know, who are your centermen in Edmonton, right? Mark Arcavell is not an upgrade. So it would be.
Well, and that's.
Because there's no other. There's really no other. Like, if you get Grabowski, I can't see them landing Grabowski and another free agent center.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I think that's what they need. I don't think you can pick a guy and have him slide in right away. I just don't know how that's supposed to work year after year after year. You have to give these guys an opportunity to develop a little bit. So that's why, and I asked Craig today if he was going to do any big game hunting, if they were going to try and get in the mix on some of the bigger names out there and maybe try and land a couple centers that can give Dreisaitl or whoever it is time to develop, because really that's what they need. They need somebody for 3 or 4 years that can come in that eventually slides down to the number three spot when Dreisaitl is truly ready. But I don't think there's anything wrong with going out and grabbing. I don't even know who, whether it's David Legwand or Olli Jokinen, or I'm just throwing names out, but my point is an older guy who you could maybe get a 3-year deal done with and pay him a decent dollar, who can just come in and be that number two guy so that when Draisaitl or Bennett or whoever develops into that position, then they slide down to the three slot, Gordon's contract is up, and there you go. But they've got two dangerous holes open right down the middle right now. And it's with Gagne potentially moving over, there's just gaping holes there, and they need to be addressed.
No, there's no doubt about that, Ryan. I'm in agreement with you. I just, when I look at it realistically, I'm not sure there's two free agent centers that they can land. Maybe, who knows? And if they do, awesome, which would be better, because then, you know what, you let the kid come to camp and compete really hard, and if he doesn't make it, it's not the end of the world, and he develops one more year in the minors. I don't think that's, or in junior, and I definitely don't think that's a bad thing at all. One last one for you. There's all the talk about the Minnesota Wild. They made a huge splash in free agency a few years ago, and I was reading a lot of people think they're going to be big again. Like, where are they getting the money from? Or do they think they can attract some guys to take discounts to go to Minnesota?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure where the money comes from. The other thing, too, is remember, they've been connected to Vanek, too, from the very beginning. And I think that Darren Dreger was going to report today that there's a little bit of interest from Minnesota still in Vanek, but not at the long-term deal. So shorter-term deal that they'd be looking for on Vanek. Yeah, they've shelled out some big money in the last couple of years. They got some good young players as well, but I don't know how they make a big free agent splash. I don't know how that necessarily works for them. But just to go back to what we were talking about with the Oilers, though, really quickly, because I was looking at the list. I mean, trying to get two centers in, like, you don't think that the trick is that number two center, right? But there's a number of guys that could slide into that three role. I mean, whether it's a Vern Fiddler or whether it's a Marcel Gotch or whoever it ends up being, I'm sure they're interested in Brian Boyle. But the key is having that guy that can play some minutes in the top six. That's the tricky one. I think they'll be able to find a third line center. It's just trying to find that number two guy.
Yeah, it'll be very difficult. Quickly, Sugar, your prediction right now, who are the Oilers taking tomorrow?
I think that they'll stand pat and get up there and take Draisaitl, barring some major shift up and around the top. I don't see anybody paying the price needed to get the number one pick from Florida, and so I don't think there's any way Ekblad left for the Oilers. So I think they get up there and take Draisaitl at three.
Sugar, enjoy the night out tonight. Are you at the free dinner and booze party that Nilsson's at right now?
No. There's a free dinner and booze party?
Yes, for the media. Get on it.
You should
text Nilsson.
You trust Dusty to know about that kind of thing.
Yeah, and Awanek's there. He's your DD, so you're good.
All right, sounds good, buddy.